But I mean, if the grabbing of the animal was better than the chase, then I guess that it worked out. See, I have no idea where I went with that analogy. I have absolutely no idea. You could throw that one out.
In this crazy world that we are living in, sometimes all you need is a shot of sanity. Welcome to the show. I'm Aaron Atide, and I'll be your bartender for the evening.
Welcome, everybody, to another brand new episode of Shot of Sanity here with me, Aaron Atide. Thank you guys for joining me today. I am returning once again with the one and only Joyce Spring. Parts, how are you?
I am doing A-okay, Parts. No new update from this side. We're still stuck at home and trying to find our way out of this limbo that we've been living in. But aside from that, you know, pretty good. How are you, Parts?
I'm okay, I guess. It's been really, really rough. And I think that that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. And I've been seeing it a lot in the posts in our Facebook group. I've been seeing it on my Twitter account when people have been adding me. I think that it's something that we can really talk about now because I feel like we're back again in a rut. I don't know. Personally, for me, I feel like I'm in a rut. I only had one episode this last week. It's been anxious-filled for like the past 2-3 weeks because it feels really like nothing is getting any better, and it's a very scary place to be in your mind when you feel like nothing is getting better. Have you been feeling the same way?
Yeah, definitely. I did the exact same thing as you did. I only had one episode of the podcast last week, and that was a canned episode that we did with Simone Heng, which was wonderful, but I've really been slumped with work, and I'm in the same mindset. You know, I feel like I'm in a rut. I'm in this spiral of a limbo that I can't seem to get out of. What makes it worse is because I'm currently in this program for ASEAN, right? For this Women's Leadership Academy thing. So that means I have classmates from all over the region. I have classmates from Singapore, from Malaysia, from Indonesia, from Vietnam, from Brunei. And everyone is slowly getting back to normal. Like, all of them, they've been talking about how, oh, you know, since July, our country's been opening up. Since June, our country's been opening up. A friend of mine from Indonesia, one of my classmates, was like, yeah, our country's opened up since June. We just can't go to certain fountains. But apart from that, we're okay. I'm like, go to certain fountains. All I want to do is go to the grocery or go to the mall without freaking out.
I know.
And your only request is you want to go to the fountain. So I think what's making it really difficult is seeing how other countries have been doing better and have been applying the plans that they were thinking about while they put their people in quarantine, as compared to the Philippines, where we just keep going back and forth with new quarantine schemes and new terminologies without really knowing, like, okay, we're going into quarantine again, but what is the government doing?
Yes, and the main thing for me is I like that you said that you feel like you're in a rut and you feel your anxiety take over when you're comparing yourself to how other countries are doing when they're doing better. You know, we hear it in some of the press briefings and stuff like that, that, oh, like, this country's doing worse than us, or this country is doing, you know, or they don't have a plan. I think that we need to really understand that we cannot compare ourselves to countries that are doing worse than us. But we have to compare ourselves to countries that are doing better, because that means that they had a plan and they were doing it in a certain way and their lives are getting back to normal. And I found myself sitting on my couch with the TV on, not watching what was happening, just like it was just there for background noise, sitting on my couch and thinking, this is never going to end. I had that dark thought in my mind, like, we're just sitting ducks now. This is how it's going to be. And anxiety is building so much more now. We have gotten past the I'm comfortable in this stage, and we have gotten to the point where it's I am sick and tired of this stage already. What have you been doing to try and, I guess, progress your day and your mental state and your emotional state through these past few days?
I think the number one thing probably will be I've been trying to stay proactive, you know, being proactive in my personal self-care, in my health, in praying, in exercising and eating healthier, and then also proactive in, okay, what can I do to help others who are in the current situation as I am? So I started, you know, buying a lot from local brands. I started thinking about, okay, how do I get in touch with all these local businesses that are, you know, trying to survive and trying to get their businesses out there, and how do I buy from them? How do I promote them? So I'm trying to be more solution focused at the moment. And I honestly have been looking at what are the other options that I can find for myself in this country or outside of this country, because I feel like I don't want to deal with this kind of government anymore. You know, sometimes I don't know if I'm just being delusional that I'm gonna live in a different country, but you know that I've always wanted to live in a different country. But at this moment, it became really real for me, because I felt like, okay, it isn't just because I want to explore new places or experience a new kind of lifestyle. It literally has gone down to, I don't want to just survive for living. I want to live in a place where I could actually live, you know? I could see nature. I could see where my taxes are going. I could see a future for myself that isn't necessarily completely anchored in what I'm currently doing. Like, I could wait tables or teach children and still survive. I feel like that's not an option anymore in the Philippines because of how we're not being taken care of. Now, that's not saying I'm losing hope in the Philippines, and that's not saying that I am giving up on our inner country, but I think that just explains really the state of mind and my heart right now, that I'm really in that space of desperation, that I need a change. I need for the situation to change. How about you, Parts?
I feel the same way, and I think that a lot of people feel the same way, to the point that the Philippines had the most number of applicants of people to go to Mars.
I mean,
it's like, if that is how we are thinking already, where it's like, you know what, maybe another planet might just be the best thing that we can do. It really just shows that we are unhappy right now. I don't want to say that we're all unhappy with the government and all that. I mean, for me, I am unhappy with the way that things are being handled. That's the way I see it. I like what you were talking about as well, where you want to live your life. It's sometimes scary when you're lost in your thoughts and you're thinking, are we just waiting to come to an end? Like, is that what is going to happen? And that's the scary part. Because when you start to think that way, it is such a defeated kind of mindset that it kind of spills over into the other realms of your life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you start to maybe let go a little bit of what, like you were saying, you know, you have to try and get control of those different aspects of your life. So if you're defeated, you start to think, I don't need to eat healthy anymore. Maybe I don't need to work out. Like for me, I haven't worked out in like 3-4 weeks because it just feels like, what's the point? And you know me, I love trying to be as positive for everything that is happening right now, but at the same time, I'm still also a realist, and maybe Mars is really the way to go.
I seriously hope not. I mean, it's experimental sojourn to a different planet or better systems in our countries. So hopefully it's the latter rather than the first one.
Hopefully. We do have one of your questions. It is lighter. I just wanted to get that off my chest because I feel like I'm reading the room. And it feels like the room is really gloom right now. And sometimes when it's like that, you need to talk about it. It was something that I think we all need to sit down and have a conversation with ourselves or somebody that you love. Somebody that will listen to you. Like, for instance, for me, it's always Joyce, and I always know that she will always bring me back down, back to center, and where I need to be and what I need to have my mind track going. So hopefully you guys are be able to do the same. Our question today is courtesy of Daryl Jean, of course, one of our super listeners here on the show. It's a lot lighter. Let's check it out.
Hi, Aaron. It's me, Daryl Jean, again. And first of all, I want to congratulate you on your new solo podcast. Here's my question. Anong perspective nyo, guys, kapag nalaman nyo na may gusto sa inyo kaming mga babae? Do you take advantage on that, lalo na kapag umamin mismo sa inyo? Thank you. God bless. Paalam.
All right. Well, thank you, Daryl Jean, for that question. It's an interesting question. Obviously, we always have very interesting questions.
Halatang may kausap si Daryl Jean.
Oo nga eh. Parang meron siyang...
may sinabihan.
Directed yung question eh. Ano kaya feeling niya na sinabi ko yan? It feels like that's the conversation that's happening in her head. Thank you, Daryl Jean. Parts, question. Are you the type to admit feelings to a guy? Well, were you the type to admit feelings to a guy? I know the answer, but I want to have it on record.
No.
Why not?
Wait. Yeah, yes and no. What were you thinking?
I was thinking both. I was thinking there. Yeah. It depends. It depends. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's universal. I don't think
it's a yes and no. I feel like it really depends on the guy. I have had situations where I really honestly waited. Like, even though I really liked this guy already, I waited for him to tell me that he liked me just so I could say, oh, that's cool. And then I literally waited another week before I said, like, yeah, I totally like you too. Because I was manipulative and I was very young. But there was also a time in my life where I literally had to tell the guy, hey, I really like you. I want for us to be a couple and an official relationship. What do you say? That has happened also.
Very, very interesting. So... Daryl Jean, I don't really know how to answer this because I think that it is very different for each guy. And it is also different on the level of interest that he has in you as well.
Okay. Do guys like it on a general note? And we're going to make a haste generalization on this one.
Of course, yeah.
Do you think that guys like it when girls make the first move and tell them that, hey, I like you? Even if the guy really likes you too, do guys like it that we make the first move, or do you like it better that you make the first move?
I like it more when the girl makes the first move. If the girl tells me that she likes me, then I like that because of the fact that you know me, I'm torpe. So... I mean, if I know that you are interested in me and I'm very interested in you, then that means that there's already like, oh, okay, this can work. Like, this is something that I can, you know, really get into. But then again, there are also times where it's happened before where I kind of liked a girl and she's told me she liked me and I kind of lost interest.
Really?
Yes, it does happen.
Because, so what's the difference between the two situations?
Again, it goes back to the level of interest that I have in the girl. So if I'm like really, really into the girl and she tells me, hey, you know what? I like you. I'll be like, oh my God. Oh my God. I can see the wedding already. I will text Joyce, Parts!
Oh my God!
She said she liked me! This is it! Wala na! Pamakasal na kami!
Pahingin ang contact ng treehouse.
Contact ko na yung treehouse. Gusto ko sila di gumawa ng SDE ko! But again, there are also times where a girl has told me like, hey, you know, I like you. And I'm like, oh, cool.
So let's go back to Daryl Jean's question. Uh-huh. What do guys usually feel? Let's say it's neutral. It's not, you don't super like the girl. You're kind of interested. And the girl goes and beats you to it. You're about to say it. You're about to say, hey, girl, I really like you. I think
hey,
we should
girl.
Go. Hey, girl.
It'd be like one of those, be like, hey, girl, you know, I think you're kind of cool. No, that's not sexy at all. Like, no, what is that? Not, oh, no. My God, no. No, it would be like, you know, if she came up to me and said, hey, I like you, and it was neutral, we kind of enjoyed each other's company, I think I would still feel the same towards her, but there would be a less, I guess... I don't know. I mean, it'd be less misguided in my actions, I guess. I mean, I know now that she likes me. It's not that I'm trying to figure out that she likes me. Of course, when you put yourself out on the line, which more often than not happens to a lot of guys, and that's why I think a lot of guys are becoming a little bit more reserved with telling people that they're interested in, that they're interested, is that this might happen, that they might lose interest because, you know, it's like, oh no, the chase is gone.
Why does that happen?
Okay, I don't know.
Do you think really that guys are so into the chase that when a girl tells him that, hey, I like you, the excitement kind of goes away? Do you think that that's still a thing?
Ah, okay, okay.
Is it okay. Is it human nature?
For instance, okay? Let's put it in the word in like the world of animals, okay? In the world of animals. So if like a lion was chasing like a rabbit, you know, and the rabbit got away, he at least enjoyed the chase.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, if the grabbing of the animal was better than the chase, then I guess that it worked out. See, I have no idea where I went with that analogy. I have absolutely no idea. You could throw that one out. I don't know, because I know a lot of guys that are just really into the chase, and those are the very immature guys that like playing games. And I know there are a lot of girls that like being chased as well.
How has modern dating reached this level of complication? I really don't understand. Like, everything is unpredictable at this point.
It really is. It really, really, really is. That's why everyone is so afraid to make moves. It goes back to the Netflix phenomenon that we talked about way, 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 way back, where it's, I don't want to commit because I don't know if the show is good enough. And if it is, I wasted 30 minutes of my life watching the first episode. The indecision and the analysis paralysis that a lot of people have when it comes to dating is just on another level, because they are thinking so much that if I say that I like him and he doesn't like me back, he's going to do this because he likes the chase. Or if I don't say it, he's going to leave because he doesn't think I'm interested. See, there's just so much analysis paralysis going on. You are so lucky you don't need to do this anymore.
That's why I got out at the height of it. I was just like, oh, this is about to get worse. I'm going to get out of it right now.
Things are all downhill from here. I am outie.
But going back to DJ's question, I feel like there's still a lot of biology and nature that goes into play when it comes to relationships, especially between men and women. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, and I'm going to go out on a bender here and give a overgeneralization.
Okay.
That men still like the chase and men still like doing the first move. I mean, obviously you already mentioned that you like it better if, you know, if the girl makes the first move. But those are special cases, outlier cases when you really, really are into the girl. Because when you really like a girl, you kind of have this, you're kind of nervous, right? Because you like the girl. You keep making these efforts and so you get torpe. It's a special case. But if it's just the normal case of a relationship, I feel like from what I've experienced and from what I've seen my other friends and my brother have been, you know, dealing with relationships, guys mostly like it when they make the first move. And so I have no idea how they would respond if the girl does the first move. But I feel like they would respond in the most positive way if they really are into the girl, as Aaron mentioned.
So I think that the way that we can find a middle ground here is all about vocabulary.
Okay. Take us through the vocabulary, Aaron Atide.
Maybe instead of using the words, hey, I like you, there are other ways to show this so that it might not come off a little too strong for some and turn them off because they think that the chase is over. And that goes for both men and women. Instead of a guy going up to a girl and sitting like, hey, girl, I like you, which freaks out a lot of girls, Joyce, you would understand that because I've seen that firsthand. I've seen guys do that to you back in the day and you were just like, Parts, get him out of the booth. Get him out of the booth. Why is he still here? Or you'll type it in your computer and then you'll text it to me. Parts, why is he still here? Tell him to go away if we're not allowed visitors. I felt that. So maybe instead of jumping into the pool.
Yeah.
put your feet in a little bit. Don't go 0 to 100. Build up to it. You know, find the right way to let that person know that you are interested in them. And I am overgeneralizing here as well, that it goes both ways. But do you agree that that would be a great way for guys to do that towards girls as well?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, build it up, you know. Don't be zero. Like, there was a guy before who was courting me, and I kid you not, he went from 0 to 100 real quick. He went from, I really like you, to surprise visiting me in my house, and then surprise visiting me while I was taping in Tarlac by bringing his helicopter in the middle of the river. I'm not even kidding you. He found an island in the middle of the river where I was rafting. He landed there and literally waited for me. Like, that was 0 to 100 real quick, and I was just like, okay, this is cool but really creepy.
See, yeah, that is not a legal move. That is a
that is
even like a proposal move, where it's right? Like, I bring my helicopter to you while you're on set and I propose to you in front of your entire like crew and stuff like that.
Exactly.
I guess you need to find the weight of what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are scared, to connect it to the Netflix phenomenon, give them a little trailer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to see the whole episode. You don't need to see the entire series, the entire season even. Just give a little trailer of what it is. So I guess maybe comment a little bit more on stuff, or, you know, try and like a little bit more. Again, I am at a loss for what you're supposed to do, because I wish I knew, but that's the way that I see it playing out.
No, okay, so here it is. I think you have to go back to 90s dating. You know how 90s dating was like, dadaan ko muna sa best friend, and then pag okay na with the best friend, you all hang out together, and then you find out what their favorite food is, and then you start buying that favorite food, and then you eat it together, you know, and then you start spending more time together. Like, there's a build-up to it, as what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And Wancho and I were actually talking about this recently, and he was asked, like, what's the one thing that you've discovered about Joyce that you never knew now that you're married? And he said, I never knew that Joyce was super malambing, because even when we were together, I wasn't super malambing to Wancho, and I was explicitly not super malambing to him.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to reserve something for when we get married. And I always had that idea in my head, like, I'm going to build up. I'm not going to go out and, you know, buy him dinner and take him and be malambing to him.
How you used to always be.
Yes, which is how I used to always, like, I'm just like, going to go all out. I'm going to give my feelings, my heart, everything. Mm. I'm going to bet all in. And I realized that there's a lot of it that needs to be chased. And guys kind of like that. That's just their nature. Like, they want chasing women. And I wasn't doing it just for the sake of the chase. So I knew that it was for good reason. I really liked this guy also. I really loved him. But I wanted to see if we were going to get married, that's when I'm going to give the whole package. If we're not going to get married, I'm going to keep many of it to myself so that I have a lot to be reserved for my husband.
Yeah, keep your cards close. You know, mm-hmm. You don't need to show the entire deck immediately. You don't need to show your entire hand. You slow play it. And I guess that goes to tie everything together. That's the way to get around the whole everybody having analysis paralysis. Because when you have that, you're afraid of the biggest effect. So instead of giving them a glimpse of what the biggest effect is, give them a lot of little small effects of what you can bring to their life, so that it will make them a little bit more comfortable. Big change is always a big problem. And we were talking about it at the start of the show. That's what's happening right now in the world. Big changes are always going to be a problem. So if you can find a way to make things just a tiny bit, a little bit more comfortable, little by little, then there it is. But if you've already said that you liked him, dial it back.
Yes, exactly. And honestly, it's not just for the relationship. It's not just for the guy. It's also for you, like for the girl or for whoever is admitting their feelings. If you go all out with someone and they don't reciprocate your feelings or your actions, it's for sure going to be more painful than if you just took it dial in by dial in by dial in.
Yeah.
Like if you just slowly admitted your feelings and if you just slowly showed your interest in this person, it won't hurt as much because, you know, you were just building up to it. And then you get rejected right when you were starting, then okay, that's fine. But if you gave everything in, you bet all your cards, and then all of a sudden you realize that, yeah, this guy's not interested at all, then it's gonna really hurt bad. So
take it from us. We've been down that road many times.
many times.
All right, painful. That'll wrap up this episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you to Daryl Jean for sending in her question. You guys can do the same. Just head on over to my Anchor page. You can leave a voice message over there. We'll play it here on the show and answer it. Or you can head on over to our Facebook page and you can send in your questions over there. Thank you to Spring Studios for making this possible. Always awesome job to everyone over there for making this entire thing going on. And thank you as well for getting us into the top 75 in the country.
Can you believe that? Just a couple of weeks of the show and you're already in the top 100. Do you know how many months people wait just to be in the top 100?
I don't know what's happening. Yeah. God, I'm freaking out.
Celebrate. Thank you. Congrats, Bart.
You guys, thank you. You guys can follow us on Instagram at Joy Spring for her, at Aaron Atida for me, and at Shot of Sanity for the show. Until next time, we'll see you guys. Peace and love.
Palam.